The list of advertisers moving away from the O'Reilly factor continues to grow. More than 45 companies have now pulled ads from the Fox News show after the New York Times published a story over the weekend that revealed Fox had settled 5 sexual harassment lawsuits related to Bill O'Reilly. The settlements totaled more than $13 million. Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And first of all, remind us about these allegations. What are these women saying happened and when?
Well, there's a series of allegations going back to more than a dozen years. Each of them indicate that O'Reilly talked about his influence and his ability to get people hired, that he could make things happen for them. You know, getting a guest spot on his show can be something that is, you know, it starts out unpaid. If you get to be a Fox News contributor on that show, it's the most watched show in cable news. It can be a pretty lucrative thing, and it can be a springboard to get more money to in speaking engagements outside Fox, in possible book deals, and other kinds of ways in which one packages and merchandises oneself as a pundit. And those are things women, you know, and men equally want. Well, O'Reilly seemed to use that, according to these allegations, a bit as a way of a dating pool and encouraging women to do that in exchange for, in a sense, entering romantic or physical engagements with him. I think it's important for us to say O'Reilly says these accusations only come because he's such a prominent man, such a successful and wealthy man, and the only reason he's settled and Fox News has settled is because he wanted to save his children from public scorn. But, you know, to pay millions of dollars, as he did about $9 million to one of his former producers who caught him on tape making extremely sexual explicit advances, and other women who whom he apparently or allegedly made approaches to over the years were paid some millions of dollars as well. This is a, you know, this is a suggestion of a strong pattern of behavior and one that's not dissimilar to what we've heard at Fox News.
And whatever actually happened, obviously this has made a lot of advertisers uncomfortable. I want to read a few statements from some of these companies that have pulled advertising. This is from Mercedes-Benz. Quote, the allegations are disturbing, and given the importance of women in every aspect of our business, we don't feel this is a good environment in which to advertise our products right now. And then the pharmaceutical company Bayer says Bayer supports a safe, respectful, and non-abusive environment for women, and we have reached out to Fox to voice our concerns regarding this matter. Based on the serious nature of these allegations, we have made the decision to suspend all advertising on the program in question. David, will these advertisers leaving actually affect the show's bottom line? Because he's got a lot more advertisers than the ones that we've mentioned here. And also, I read that some of the advertisers have just decided to put their money into other Fox News shows.
Most of the advertisers appear to be pulling their ads from O'Reilly rather than Fox News itself. And that means Fox can, at least for a time, ride this out. You know, advertisers, on the other hand, are paying a premium, most by and large, to be on the O'Reilly factor. And so you have to give them, in a sense, makeup spots or additional time or charge them reduced rates or take care of them in some way if they're not going to be aired during that top-rated program. In addition, it's worth watching who stays on the O'Reilly show. You know, when this happened to Glenn Beck and the pressure really mounted, ultimately, the number of advertisers pulling their ads from the show did make a dent in Beck's popularity and ultimately helped to ease his way to the door when Roger Ailes, then the chairman, had had enough. But right now, it's worth watching who's advertising on O'Reilly. I think that they are, from the account of folks watching it closely, they're diminishing quite how many ads they run per hour. And some of the folks advertising are not perhaps quite the same level of prestige as a BMW, as a top flight pharmaceutical. Jenny Craig, you know, the diet center that you know, has this clientele significantly female, took a long time to say, you know, they were going to pull their ads from the show as well. One advertiser that pulled its ads from not just from O'Reilly but from Fox News itself was the leading trade group for the HR industry. That is, folks who might acknowledge that if there were questions not only about whether he had sexually harassed colleagues but had been, in a sense, allowed to do so by the top lawyers and top executives at the network for some years with quiet payment outs to keep it secluded from the public, they might say this is a problem for us to be associated with.
Okay. Well, let's listen to one more thing here, because this is what President Trump said to the New York Times about this in an interview. Let's listen.
I think he's a person I know well. He's a good person. I think he may, you know, I think he shouldn't have settled.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I think he shouldn't have settled.
How come?
Because you should have taken it all the way. No, I know Bill. Bill's a good person.
Why would President Trump weigh in on this?
Well, there are a couple things going on. First of all, he has reentered a bromance with Fox News generally since the election, and they've sort of held each other close in a way that during much of the primary season he did not. Secondly, Bill O'Reilly came out swinging for him. When the Access Hollywood tapes come out, you could hear Trump boasting of having sexually assaulted a woman a decade ago. O'Reilly said, no, he's only being attacked because he's successful. And there's they kind of are in the same group. These are prominent men who seem to embrace bombast and anger as part of their rhetoric. They're simpatico on much of their policies, and they're both under attack from women who say that what they've done is reprehensible. These guys are clan to each other. This is a support group that you're seeing in the Oval Office right there.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, and you can leave your comments at hereandnow.org. David, thank you.
You bet.